Chapter 2. There are some who deny him because they do not know him, but they are denied by him, being advocates of the death than of the truth. These men have been persuaded neither by the prophets, nor the law of Moses, nor, at least so far, by the good message, nor by our individual sufferings. For they have the same mind toward us as they have toward him. For what does it profit me, should a man commend me, but if he reviles my Lord by denying that he is a bearer of flesh? But anyone who denies this denies him altogether and is a bearer of a corpse. But I do not suppose it proper for me to set down the names of such men, as long as they are unbelievers. Instead, I would rather not even call them to mind until they have changed their mind in regard to the suffering which is our resurrection. Let no man be deceived. Judgment will be meted out even to heavenly things, and to the glory of the messengers and to the chiefs, both visible and invisible, if they do not believe in the blood of the Anointed One. He who can receive, let him receive it. Let no one's position puff him up, for faith and love are all in all, and nothing is to be preferred to them. But consider how contrary to the mind of God are the ones who have different opinions in regard to the favor of Jesus the Anointed One, which has come to us. They have no regard for love, none for the widow, for the orphan, for the oppressed, for the bound or released, for the hungry or thirsty. They abstain from thanksgiving and from prayer because they do not admit that the giving of thanks is the flesh of our Savior Jesus the Anointed One, who suffered for our sins and who the Father in His graciousness raised. Therefore, denying the gift of God, these men perish in their disputatiousness. It would have been better for them to love, that they may also resurrect. Therefore, it is well for you to keep away from such persons, and not even to speak of them in private nor in public. But it is better to keep to the prophets, but especially to the good message, in which the suffering is presented and the resurrection is an accomplished fact. But avoid divisions as the beginning of evils. Let all of you follow the overseer as Jesus the Anointed One did the Father, and the elders as you would the envoys. But respect the ministers as you would the instruction of God. Apart from an overseer, let no one perform any of the functions that pertain to the assembly. Let that giving of thanks be held valid, which is offered by the overseer, or by one to whom the overseer has entrusted this charge. Wherever the overseer appears, there let the multitude be. As wherever the Anointed One Jesus is, there is the universal assembly. It is not permitted to immerse, nor to hold a love feast, without the consent of the overseer. Instead, whatever has his approval is also acceptable to God. In this way, whatever you do will be safe and valid. Finally, it is reasonable for us to return to sobriety, to change our mind and turn to God while a season still remains. It is good to acknowledge God in an overseer. A man who honors the overseer is certainly honored by God. A man who does anything without the knowledge of the overseer is serving the slanderer. Therefore, may all things abound among you through favor, for all of you are worthy. All of you have been a consolation to me in every way. And may Jesus the Anointed One be the same to you. Whether I was absent or present, you loved me. God is your reward. You will attain Him one day, if you will but bear all things for His sake.